grow yourself. Right now, all Bonnie 4.5-inch vegetable and herbs are on sale through May 17th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, this is Michael Volker, General Manager at Donovan Electric Co-op. Did you know that wholesale power costs are almost half of your electricity bill? Donovan Electric now has two programs to help you save money and save money for your neighbors by reducing wholesale power costs. Learn more about Beat the Peak and Pardon the Interruption. See our website at donrec.org. See us on Facebook or call us. Donovan Electric exists to serve our members safely, reliably, and affordably.
Here's your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Slight chance of rain showers tonight. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies. Lows of aloft around 49. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Chance of rain showers. Daytime highs approaching 62. Chance for storms tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 53. Overcast skies. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
You're listening to Hot Country 93.7. Seth with you here. Running the buttons back here in studio as we've got a time of 4:45, game one. In the books, Jeff West with the 2-1 win over Oskaloosa. Quickly here before we send you out to the guys, again in Wathena, Riverside, currently 66 degrees, cloud or two in the sky with winds out of the north-northeast in between 10 and 15 miles an hour. As again, game number two set to go as we send it out to the guys again in Riverside.
Back here in Wathena as Riverside, the host Cyclones, number one seed in the bracket and set for their semifinal bout today between Nemaha Central representing the Big East. Nemaha Central coming in a record of 13-13. They are the 9 seed in the bracket. They beat Pleasant Ridge 11-0 in the opening round earlier this week. Riverside again, unblemished outside of one game, which was McClouth back on April 15th by a final of 3-1. Outside of that, Riverside 22-1. They won the Northeast Kansas League and obviously a couple of wins here on their home turf away from another trip to the state tournament. Again, Jake will join me in just a moment. Brandon Tabman with you as well as Seth runs the ones and twos back in our care studio. Let's run through the lineup card here for this semifinal. As Seth mentioned, Jeff West defeating Oskaloosa 2-1. Great game to kick things off here today. And Jeff West, again, awaiting the winner of Riverside and Nemaha Central spot in the state tournament on the line next week. Let's get to the lineup, starting with Nemaha Central out of the Big East, the 9 seed in the field, and a record of 13-13. Maren Heinen will lead it off. She will be at shortstop. Pitching is Alex Burkett, and she will bat second. Batting third is the catcher, Emma Hermish. Batting fourth is the first baseman, Caroline Nordis. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Alexis B.B. DeShong. Batting sixth is the second baseman, Lita McKinley. Batting seventh is the center fielder, that is Natalie Hamas. Batting eighth, the left fielder, is Jordan Haverkamp. And the DP in batting ninth, that is Austin Jones with the flex and defensively in right field, Brooklyn Uphouse. So again for NC, Nemaha Central, Heinen at short, Burkett pitching, Hermish catching, Nordis at first, B.B. DeShong in third, got McKinley at second, Hamas in center, Haverkamp in left, Jones the DP, and Uphouse is the right fielder. For the number one seed and the Cyclones of Riverside, a record of 22-1, 18-0 their victory against Maranatha in the first round earlier this week. Leading it off will be first baseman Ella Whistler. Batting second, the shortstop, that is Nyla Duncan. Batting third is the catcher, that is Kennedy Griffin. In the cleanup spot, that is third baseman Rory Stewart. Batting fifth and pitching inside the circle, that is Mia Jackson. Batting sixth is the center fielder, that is Kayana Hewens. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Jess Perez. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Tori Ortega. And batting ninth, rounding it out for the Cyclones. And in left field, that is Ebony Alvarez. So again, Riverside here today. Whistler at first, Duncan at short, Griffin catching. Stewart at third, Jackson pitching, Hewens in center. Got Perez at second, Ortega in right, and Alvarez is the left fielder. Well, again, talking a little bit more about both these teams as we are inching up to the first pitch here in the second semifinal. Let's start with Nemaha Central. It's been certainly an up-and-down ride for the Thunder this season. Again, right now a 500 record at 13-13, but it was a rough start for Nemaha Central. Jake Spaulding alongside, joining and taking his in-between game break after we watched Jeff West defeat Oski 2-1. But, Jake, again alongside, just kind of picking up where we left off here before we get patriotic with it, a Nemaha Central team that started 0-5. They were 1-7 through their first eight games and then found themselves a couple of losses to Sabetha, sitting there at just 2-10 on the year at one point through 12. But since a split against Perry Lecompton, this is a Nemaha Central team that has righted the ship, played 15 games. They have won 11 of them. And again, just getting hot at the right time and trying to play spoiler here today against Riverside.
Yeah, they've got a great leader. Again, I told you off air, Kaylee Wilson, a great softball mind, gets her girls to play hard. And, you know, playing the right style of softball at the right time is always what you want to see. Winners of 11 out of 15, as you mentioned. But it doesn't matter what happened at the beginning of the season, even the middle of the season. It's about what have you done for me lately. And coming from the Big East, that's a tough league to come out of, and that's where you're going to see a record kind of maybe struggle a little bit when you play the opponents like you do in the Big East League. But this is a Riverside team that's they took third a season ago at state. This is a team that is very much brought everybody back from that state third-place finish team except for one, and everybody else is back. And they've got Mia back in the center circle once again. This is a team that is poised for a deep push into the state tournament once again. And Nemaha Central standing in their way. Nemaha Central, they're trying to play spoiler here today.
Well, and on the other side real quick, your thought on the Cyclones, 22-1, yeah. Number one seed, won 13 straight before the lone loss to McLeod, which was a final of 3-1. But since then, 9 straight wins. They're 44-7. Since the start of last year, yeah. You mentioned that top four finish in the 3A tournament last year and certainly primed to make a deeper run if they can win both games here today, which is certainly going to be a challenge. But there's a Riverside team that's been as good as any on the diamond that we have seen over the last couple of years.
Yeah, no doubt. They're just very well. These are girls that play so much travel softball as well, right? They go out and about. I mean, heck, Mia Johnson's visor is the color of her travel team, and that's what she's comfortable with in that center circle. But, it's a good matchup here today between the Cyclones and the Thunder.
Riverside, Nemaha Central, coming your way after a timeout here on CARE.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
No matter what color your tractor is, the right diesel fuel can save you some serious green this spring. That's because Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel is specially formulated to help reduce your maintenance costs and downtime. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster also gives you better fuel economy and better power than ordinary fuel, which is great during the crunch of spring field work. And because it's backed by agriculture's best warranty, it can save you even more green, no matter what color you drive. Contact Ag Partners Co-op today for Fieldmaster. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
How do I open up a checking account?
Hi, I'm Tanya Nolberding, and at Community National Bank, to open a checking account, you will need 2 forms of ID and $100.
I'm Oakley Melvin. Opening an account down here is super quick and easy, and we can help you with online banking, checking your balances, getting funds moved around where they need to be.
Welcome home to Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood. And stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
Here we go, back on the air here on CARE. We got Jay, Seth, Brandon with you here in Wathena. semifinal number two in this 3A regional softball tournament. The host and top seed Riverside Cyclones. Mia Jackson inside the circle. Nemaha Central, the 9 seed, representing the Big East. How about an old-school Big 7 league of battle, Jake?
Oh, yeah, old-school.
Old-school.
I like it.
Here today.
You know, you would like to think that this is like ancient history here. It's not really that long ago.
Probably 2 years deep.
Yeah.
New leagues.
2 years deep in the new leagues, but even Riverside, you know, they joined the Big 7 back in 2014, and so that's when Nemaha Central became Nemaha Central, and so if you want to go way back, you know, Nemaha Valley, you know, has some run-ins maybe with Wathena back in the day. But, yeah.
A little bit different now.
A lot different now. But Big 7 League, former foes. You'd love to see it here on the diamond. You know, last year we were over in Marysville where these two teams were vying for a state tournament appearance. And Riverside came out of that regional with that appearance. And so, yeah, you got a lot of commonalities, some similarities, and some familiarity between these two. Should be a good softball game today.
Well, last year it was Riverside defeating Nemaha Central 10-4 out in Marysville in that regional championship. Now they meet in the semifinals. The 9 seed Nemaha Central Thunder, Marin Heinen, the shortstop, in the batter's box. Batting from the right side, Mia Jackson inside the circle. And semifinal 2 is underway. First pitch called strike here to Heinen as Burkitts and Hermish will follow. For the 500 record, 13-13, Thunder of NC. Late swing and miss there, and Heinen quickly behind at 0-2. Well, we talked about early before the game started here today about the slow start for Nemaha Central this season, 0-5 and 1-7 through their first day, but 11-4 over their last 15.
And again, you're just wanting to play your best games as the season continues to progress.
Here's a 1-2 pitch and a swing and a miss, and down goes Heinen for out number one. So much like game number one, a strikeout here for Mia Jackson to begin the game.
Yeah, Mia can fill it up, no doubt. She's the leader for this team a season ago and this year as well in the circle. Her battery mate, Kennedy Griffin, they kind of know each other very, very well, B-Tad.
Riverside, they don't allow a lot of runs, just 70 runs total given up in 23 games.
Is that good?
3 runs allowed per contest as Alex Burkett steps in, falls behind 0-1.
Pretty solid, if you ask me.
In Mahal Central, they score it at about 6 runs a game, 155 total in 26 play. Fastball a little bit outside here to Burkett. 1-1, just getting going. Semifinal number 2 here in Wathena. As Jeff West awaits the winner. Swing and miss. Pitch was a little bit up, and Burkett falls behind 1-2. Last year, Nemaha Central 21 wins, but that loss to Riverside in that regional final out in Marysville. Laying off the pitch up. Good eye there by Burkett. Now 2-2. The year before that, just 9-10. Only 19 games because Nemaha Central late in the season had 3 cancellations. With Clay Center, Perry LeCompton, and Marysville is good swing by Burkett, fouls it back, still 2-2. That run for Riverside on the other end, though, at state last year, defeating Minneapolis in the first round 6-5, but two very good teams they saw late in the tournament, Frontenac and Burlington, so a fourth place finish for the Cyclones. Now this one lifted high in the air, foul territory, and it's going to be out of play, so Burkett still battling here at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 1 out, base is empty here in the top of the first. Just getting going here today. Now, Riverside, just 1 loss on their record this season. That was McLeod back in mid-April. Since then, 9 straight wins. Jackson, 2-2, trying to rack up another strikeout. Can't do so here. That one low and inside, and Burkett still battling. Count runs full.
Yeah, Burkett's working a good count here. Fouled off a couple pitches she didn't like. Mia got out in front early. Payoff pitch.
And a half-check swing and miss, and down goes Burkett. That's a strikeout. Boy, nasty pitch there by Jackson. And bottled up was Burkett for out number 2, and that brings up catcher Emma Hermish. Very good multi-sport athlete is Emma. Very good basketball player. That's 3rd in this regional semifinal here today. That's a strike call. Hermish falls behind 0-1. So good start here for Jackson. Back-to-back strikeouts. Next pitch, just tried to paint the corner, missing there. Now 1-1. El Nemaha Central here again trying to play spoiler. Riverside on their home turf. Jeff West awaiting the winner. Now this is kind of lobbed out to the left side of the infield, and it's Nyla Duncan, the shortstop, who makes the easy catch. A little pop out there for out number three. So a couple of strikeouts for Jackson, and Nemaha Central retired 1-2-3 in the top of the first. Riverside coming up, no score. It's high school baseball here on CARE.
There's no community like a Cinex community, and that's why every Cinex store is proud to serve theirs. By supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. Your local Cinex doesn't just work in your town, it lives there. The store next door, powered locally at Cinex.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Sunica, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Sunica, we service what we sell.
Gorgeous day here in Wathena. There's a few more clouds covering the sky right now. The sun has gone away for a short time, but it's a quality day for some high school softball. We got Seth on the ones and twos. Jake Spaulding to my left. I'm Brandon Tabman. We go to the bottom of the first in this regional semifinal. Game number two, as we mentioned, Jeff West awaiting the winner. Riverside and Nemaha Central scoreless. It's Ella Whistler, Nyla Duncan, Kennedy Griffin for the one-seed Cyclones facing Alex Burkett inside the circle for the Thunder. And Burkett's first pitch to Whistler, a called strike number one. Riverside scoring about 12 runs per game this season, 11.9 to be exact. The high pitch there, but swung on and missed. And now the count's 0-2 on Whistler. Duncan will follow Griffin after that. This has been a really fun run to watch over the last couple of years on the diamond for Riverside, but there's a pitch that swung on and missed. And Whistler down on three pitches. A strikeout for Burkett, her first of the afternoon.
Yeah, good pitch there from Burkett. Whistler, a pretty consistent hitter for the Cyclones, gets on base a lot. And Burkett gets a big first out here for the Thunder in the bottom of the first.
Speaking of multi-sport athletes, here's Nyla Duncan from the right side and waves and misses at the first offering. And it's 0-1. All-state basketball player, first team All-League for multiple years on the hardwood. Certainly very good softball player as well. Bats on the right side, not much wiggle with the bat above the right shoulder, and she takes a pitch in there for a called strike, and it's 0-2 quickly. So Burkett works fast, and a good start for her. The righty delivers, and that one high. Duncan lays off. It's 1-2. Riverside, the home white uniform tops. They got the blue sleeves, black pants. Nemaha Central, the purple jerseys with the black pants. Gray numerals and lettering trimmed in blue. Now this one is lobbed to the right side. Just a little catch there made by the first baseman, Nordis. That was pretty easy. And out number two, and that brings up Griffin.
Yeah, Burkett working quick, efficiently here early on in this game. And saw this in the earlier semifinal of both teams kind of feeling each other out early. Pitcher's getting into a good groove early.
Here's Kennedy Griffin from the left side. Takes a good swing and slices this one into the gap in left center. And that one, two hops up against the fence. And Kennedy Griffin charging into second with a two-out double.
Good piece of hitting there from Kennedy Griffin.
Speaking of multi-sport athletes,
yep.
And that puts Riverside with an opportunity here to get the first run of the game with two outs. Rory Stewart is about to step in. Stewart playing at third base defensively, and courtesy runner coming in here for Kennedy Griffin.
Yeah,
usually see that with the catcher.
Mears.
That'll be Macy Mears. So Mears at second base, representing the first run of the afternoon. And Stewart getting the call from third base coach and now steps into that right side batter's box. Open on the stance. And Burkett has to work out of a two-out pickle and a good start. Swing and miss there on a fastball, and it's 0-1. Well, 2 years ago, Riverside 11-13. That was their final year in the Big Seven. Lost in the regional semis to Valley Falls by a final of 4-2. But again, since then, the start of last year, 44-7. One ball, one strike to count here on Stewart. Mears the courtesy runner at second base after Griffin laced a two-out double. There's a called strike. Good location there. Now 1-2. Defensively in the infield behind Burkett, B.B. DeShong at third. Got Heinen at short. McKinley at second. Nordis at first. Catching is Hermish. Check swing held on. And the count even, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Well, Nemaha Central allowing 6.2 runs per game. And a total mark of 162 coming into today, and that includes the shutout win over Pleasant Ridge in the opening round. And a swing and a miss by Stewart, and down she goes. Oh, Kennedy Griffin's two-out double comes up empty. And 2 strikeouts for Burkett to begin this afternoon. No score. We go to the second inning. It's high school softball here on CARE.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Call Beth Dieters today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Regional softball today here on a CARE in Wathena. Riverside and Nemaha Central going to the second, no score. Mia Jackson back inside the circle. First pitch here to Caroline Nordis is called strike number one. Mia Jackson retired the Thunder in order in the first, including 2 strikeouts. So Nordis, B.B. DeShong, and McKinley do up for NC here in this inning. No balls, 2 strikes. So Nordis finding herself down in the count quickly. Jackson delivers and hit high in the air, but tails foul and out of play.
I got it.
Right in front of us.
Yep.
I could only stretch Armstrong it and reach out the window. I could have made that grab. And I guess there is a net in front of us, so that would have been a little challenging.
Mm-hmm.
The ball's 2 strikes. Again, early on in this second semifinal, no score. Swing and a miss. Jackson rings it up and sits down Nordis for out number one here in the second. And give Jackson now 3 strikeouts here in the early going.
Yeah, Mia looks comfortable in the circle here early. And again, I mean, you can say it for really both sides, and we saw that in the first semifinal game. First time through the order is usually kind of business as usual. Then things start changing that second time through.
Here's Alexis B.B. DeShong, and she fires away at the first offering and comes up empty. No balls, 1 strike.
Small zone here. B.B. DeShong, a little bit shorter. She's got that bomb pop bat that you love so much, though.
I know. That seems to be a theme across multiple teams. The bomb pop bat. B.B. DeShong, swing and miss there, quickly behind it, 0-2. So Jackson getting out in front of these hitters at NC pretty quickly. And how about a 3-pitch strikeout, swing and miss there?
Yeah, nice off-speed there from Mia, cutting to the outside.
4 strikeouts now.
Yeah.
How about it?
Good start for the Cyclones defensively.
So here's McKinley, second baseman for the Thunder. Base is empty, 2 down, top 2, no score. Jeff West surviving and advancing in the first semi today, beating Oskaloosa, the defending 2-1A champs, out the door in this year in 3A. 2-1 was that final.
We got a pinch hitter coming here or out of order?
So So, yeah, somebody else was up, and it wasn't McKinley. Okay. Well, they were wearing a hoodie, so we couldn't see the number. Now here is number 13, which is McKinley, and a swing and a miss for strike number one. Is there a punishment for sending up the wrong batter?
Yep, did you bat out of order?
So they catch it right before the miscue, and pitch was high there to McKinley, one ball, one strike. Well, Jackson, again, expecting, along with Burkett, two very good pitchers. Again, runs hard to come by, and that was the case in game one.
Yeah, runs will be a premium in this contest as well. Riverside, a little bit more offensive, explosive team than Omaha Central is.
2-1, a little bit outside. Now three balls, one strike here. The count on McKinley with Natalie Thomas in the on-deck circle for the Thunder. Well, during this 11-4 stretch over the last 15, the losses for Omaha came against Perry LeCompton, Rossville, and then swept by Jefferson West, who awaits the winner of this one. Count is run full here on McKinley, 3-2. Jackson a chance to strike out the side, and she can't do so. Pitches up and in, ball four. Good at bat for McKinley. That keeps the inning moving for Thomas.
A little bit inside. Griffin tried to frame it for her pitcher, but first base runner applied here for the Thunder.
Here is Thomas, the center fielder.
We think.
Well, she puts a bunt down, and it goes right back to Jackson inside the circle. It was maybe a decent idea, but not executed extremely well. So that was a quick grounder for Thomas, and Jackson made the play to retire the side. So a two-out walk, it does no harm. We go to the bottom of inning number two, no score here in Wathena.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
High school softball continues today here on CARE Radio. It's Omaha Central and Riverside. No scores. We go to the second, bottom half of inning number two. And the first pitch swinging and a base hit to left field for Riverside's Mia Jackson. Takes a long turn. She'll go to second. Throw is on time, but the tag a little bit late. Well, I say on time. It was a little high. Should have said that on the throw, but the tag applied late by McKinley. And a leadoff double for Mia Jackson and Riverside in business. You're in the bottom of the second inning.
You know, two innings in a row where you get a runner in scoring position. This time your pitcher kind of helped herself out a little bit. First pitch swinging, get herself in scoring position.
It was on the ground and just inside the third base line. And heady base running. Haverkamp got it in quickly. Here is Kayana Hewins. And a swing and a miss here from Burkett, falling behind 0-1. Jackson at second base. And a big opportunity here. Cyclones a chance to get on the board in the second. Here's the 0-1. A little bit outside. One ball, one strike here on Kayana Hewins. Jess Perez in the on-deck circle. It's Riverside team. Before the first-round game against Maranatha, they closed the regular season against Sabetha. Those were two tight wins, 7-6, and then 14-12 in extras. Hewins missing that offering there. One ball, two strikes. A leadoff double by Jackson. She's at second base. Here's the 1-2. Swing and miss. Down it goes Kayana Hewins. So a good job coming back there. After giving up that leadoff double. First out here in the home second. Third strikeout for Burkett. And that brings up Jess Perez.
Jess Perez, part of that team last year. We talked about how a lot of these Cyclone players played on that state tournament team a year ago.
And Burkett continuing to get out in front of these Riverside batters. 0-1. That pitch swung on and missed. One out, runner at second. We're in the bottom of the second inning. No score. Jeff West awaiting the winner. The regional championship, which we'll have right here on Care Radio later today. And the 0-1, bunt put down, pulled back, and the pitch is high for ball one. And I'll see if Perez continues maybe the angle of a bunt attempt. Only one strike, two are right now. Burkett sets the right v right matchup here. Finds the inside corner for a called strike. Good location. Now 1-2.
Yeah, Burkett went with the rise ball that previous time when bunt attempt was trying to get put down by Perez. That time she doesn't show. It was a fastball right down Broadway.
And Perez come through with two strikes. Here's the pitch. And can't do so. Swing and miss. Down she goes.
Good pitch there from Burkett. Just good job battling back and staying on task here. Two outs now after that leadoff double to begin.
So Jackson still bored at second base. Back-to-back strikeouts by Hewens and Perez. It's up to Tori Ortega, the right fielder. And she puts a charge out into center field, playing it at Thomas and moving towards the gap in left. She'll make the catch. Little dicey came off hot off the bat, but Thomas played it well to retire the side. We are scoreless through two. It's high school softball here on Care.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
Life Care Center of Seneca has a dedicated in-house therapy rehab department that knows the importance of therapy. Our services include physical, occupational, and speech therapy. Life Care Center of Seneca collaborates with your medical team to continue the progress established for your personalized goals. We are available for short-term or long-term therapy services. Please come by and look at our success stories or check us out on Facebook. I'm Mary Pennington, occupational therapist. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
Here on Care Country, Seth Tollison, Brandon Tapp, and Jake Spaulding. Second semifinal here in Wathena in high school softball regional tournaments in Class 3A. We got goose eggs on the board as we go to inning number three. Top of this third inning, Jordan Haverkamp leading off for Nemaha Central. Mia Jackson back inside the circle. Four early strikeouts for the Cyclone pitcher. Ooh, and that first pitch rides up and hits Haverkamp in the right shoulder.
Yep. First base runner got on, in that last half inning on a walk. That was McKinley. So back-to-back innings, getting runners on base for the Thunder.
So a leadoff base runner, Haverkamp, taking a little punishment there to earn that spot at first base. She's okay. Here's the DP, Austin Jones. No score here in the third. First pitch by Jackson, low and inside for ball one.
Give a quick shout-out to the Dairy Barn here in Wathena. Got some double smash burgers and fries waiting on us, BT.
I know, I smelt it coming in.
I say waiting on it. If you don't hear me talk for a few minutes, you know what's going on.
I'll take care of the listeners at home. And there's a pitch that was thrown in, but the umpire.
He called time.
He might have caught some dirt off that gusty breeze, maybe in the face, and
yeah.
Might have lost the vision. So mid-Jackson pitch.
Yeah, she had started her delivery.
And the ball came in, but it won't count. So one ball, no strikes. Heron Jones, here's the pitch. And that one in there for a strike. And it's 1-1. Haverkamp at first. Nobody out here in the top of the third. Nemaha Central and Riverside scoreless.
Shout out Seth back in the studio as well. Shoot us a message and giving us the
kind of the rundown, some history.
Oh, yeah.
Behind the for these two schools really kind of consolidated together.
Yeah, you got to keep in mind both these schools are consolidation schools. You know, it was Elwood. And Wathena, obviously, because we're here in Wathena. Thank you, Brad.
Correct.
The Wathena Wildcats, Elwood Panthers, and it was also the B&B Falcons and Nemaha Valley Raiders that formed in Nemaha Central. So
now there's a 1-2 pitch that swung on and missed by Jones. So down she goes for out number one. And Jackson now five strikeouts for the first time in the order. But go back to the top of the lineup. It's Marin Heinen with Haverkamp at first and now one out. Strikeout victim her first time up. And she swings at the first pitch, pops it up, right side of the infield, Perez at second. Nice a couple play. Steps in, she'll make the catch. Haverkamp holds true, and a strikeout, a pop out, and now it's up to Alex Burkett.
Shout out Seth again. Man, he's just a wealth of knowledge.
He is certainly multitasking back there.
So just FYI, Dairy Barn just reopened. Complete remodel and everything.
Okay.
Yeah, shout out, Dairy Barn. Come to Wathena, get you a double smash.
Here's the first pitch to Burkett in there for a called strike on the outer part of the plate. Well, Haverkamp began the inning, taking one off the shoulder, and since then a strikeout and a pop out, and now it's down to Burkett here with two outs. And the 0-1 lifted high in the air, right side, foul territory, first baseman move it over, Whistler, and it's going to just creep over the fence, and it's 0-2 here on Burkett.
Got to get us a Dairy Barn in Circleville.
Okay.
Think somebody can do that for me?
I don't live in Circleville, but I'll sign the petition.
Okay.
That's what it takes.
That's perfect.
Okay. You got one sig.
Me and 119 other people
there
want the Dairy Barn to come to Circleville.
After giving up a leadoff base runner, chance to get out of it pretty quickly here for Jackson. Goes off speed, missed outer edge. Now 1-2, the count on Burkett. Now Jeff West, again, using very good pitching from Addison Schwinn, taking advantage. Missed opportunities by Oski, getting to the title game with a 2-1 win earlier today. Pitch ran inside on Burkett, 2-2.
Twos now, two strikes, two balls, two outs.
Out of order, but we get it. And right back up the middle and into center field for a two-out hit. How about that? So the twos quickly off the board. Burkett comes through. Haverkamp to second base. So a hit here by Burkett keeps the inning alive. Two on and two out for Hermish.
Yeah, Thunder in business right now. Good
certainly
piece of hitting there from the leadoff hitter, beats that. Down in the count, shortens up, gets the hands through, ropes it up the middle.
And certainly had some thunder in northeast Kansas over the last handful of nights.
That was a stretch.
Fighting through some of the tea storms. You're the one out there storm chasing.
It was fun.
Here's the first pitch called strike to Emma Hermish. She'll fall behind at 0-1.
We've said his name a couple times. A shout out to Seth, man. The severe weather coverage you had on Kansasland Radio. Keeping people safe and informed.
Haverkamp at second base. Runner at first is Burkett. That pitch delivered in high, 1-1. Here on Hermish. Nemaw Central a chance here with two outs to strike first. No score here in the top of the third.
I see what you did there.
What'd I do?
You said strike first.
Okay.
Reverend Thunder, lighting.
I wasn't thinking about that, but
Ayo.
We were on similar paths, I guess. 2-1 the count here on Hermish. NC would love to jump out to an early lead. Jackson certainly thinking other. Right v. right, here's the pitch, and it's hit high in the air. Foul territory, right side, going to get out of play. And 2-2 evened up here on Hermish.
It's a big spot here from the Riverside perspective. You're Mia. Get yourself out of this jam and get in there, get the bats going. If you're Nemaw Central, take advantage of the opportunity in front of you. You got a runner first and second scoring position here.
Timely hits, you need them in regional play. And this one's hit out towards center field. Backing up is Hewins in front of the fence, and she'll make the catch. Probably about 10, 15 feet in front of the warning track in straightaway center. So Nemaw Central, they squander the opportunity, get two on with two outs, but come up empty. So 2.5 in, still no score. Riverside coming up, it's the home third. Right after this, here on CARE.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Hello, my name is Sarah Jean Roki, and I'm a chiropractic assistant at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. I am passionate about the work I get to do because I get to connect with people and I have the opportunity to educate them on how to live a healthier and more fulfilling life. Because of this passion for health, I am also studying to become a health and wellness coach. I look forward to meeting you and working with you. We are here in Sabetha, so call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to get your appointment today.
Don't give me too much credit, guys. I know where the good food is.
Chatting a it up with Seth Collison back in and studio alongside Jake Spaulding, Brandon Tappan with you. Bottom of the third inning here in Wathena, Riverside, Nemaha Central scoreless. This regional semifinal game. Alex Burkett back inside the circle. Here's Ebony Alvarez to lead it off for the Clones. And that first pitch outside for ball one.
Okay, Country, you've been probably wondering about this. I mean, it's been a few hours since it's been completed, but just in case you hadn't heard yet, the JC and Chargers defeated Donovan West 7-4 in their regional baseball semifinal. They will take on the winner of Frankfort Onega, which is currently in progress. Those games are over on 92.1 KMZA.
Okay. Well, JCN marching on. Saw them last week upset Valley Falls in that opening round game 2-1. And continuing their season later on today. Good swing there on a 2-0 pitch, and Alvarez will foul it straight back. Now 2-1.
Alvarez and back to top of the order here for the Cyclones as Whistler waits on deck. Duncan in the hole. Everybody gets on. Griffin waits.
Omia Jackson had a leadoff double in the last inning for Riverside, but they came up empty. Burkett pitched around that, a couple of strikeouts, and then a line out as well. Foul off here by Alvarez. 2-2 the counts. Mentioned Whistler and Duncan to follow here, so 9-1-2. Well, Burkett's, at least for the time being, keeping this potent offense at bay through the first couple.
Ooh, wow.
And pulls the string back completely and fooled Alvarez way out in front. Swing and miss for strike three.
Yeah, beautiful pitch there from Burkett. And, yeah, you mentioned it got Alvarez way off balance and couldn't make contact with it. Goes down swinging one away here at the bottom of the third.
That's the fifth strikeout for Burkett. And that brings us back to the top of the order. Here's Ella Whistler. Little movement with that bat above the right shoulder. Takes one high and away for ball one.
Everybody's kind of got their own little rhythm, you know. And I remember when I was a kid, I wanted to be like Gary Sheffield.
I think everybody who played baseball
wanted to
kind of imitated a Sheffield stance at some point.
There's the trick.
Right on top of us here on the press box. Whistler with the foul off here. 1-1 the counts on Ella. First baseman here for the Cyclones in this game.
It's better, Craig Council. You remember him sticking that bat so far up in the air? No?
Thought there was something wrong with the guy, to be honest with you. 1-1 is a little bit high. Two balls, one strike here on Whistler. But, yes, I do remember the Craig Council batting stance.
Mm-hmm.
Burkett steps back onto the rubber. Staggered stance, the right v right matchup, and a high fly ball, foul territory, and out of play on top of us here again on the press box. 2-2 here on Whistler. Bases empty, one out. In the bottom of the third inning, no score, Riverside and Nemaha Central.
Yeah, Burkett pitching well here early. High potent attack from the Riverside Cyclones on the offensive side.
Here's the 2-2, and it's hit to the gap in left center field. It smells trouble, and it one hops the fence. Or is that ball gone? No, it clears the fence. It's a home run for Riverside.
Straight line drive home run. Ella Whistler goes to left center right as I was talking about Burkett keeping this powerful, potent offense in check. She dials up a fastball straight down Broadway, and Whistler didn't miss it.
Well, finding through what we see, the window, the netting, the fence, the other fence. So kind of off the eye here, and I don't have good vision to begin with, but wasn't sure if it might have gone under the fence, but cleared the fence for a home run, and Riverside on the board. Whistler giving the Cyclones a 1-0 lead here in the third. That brings up Nyla Duncan. So the first run allowed by Burkett. And on the long ball here today. And Burkett, let's see how she settles in here for Duncan. First pitch high for ball one. So Whistler, a solo home run. Riverside Cyclones, the 1-0 lead. Burkett sets and fires the 1-0. Swing and miss for strike one. Now Kennedy Griffin in the on-deck circle for Riverside. Trying to win their 10th game in a row. Move on to that regional championship. Jeff West awaiting the winner. Good swing, hit high in the air, foul territory. It's going to land amongst the patrons. And now one ball, two strikes here on Duncan. Bats from the right side, wears jersey number 30, does Nyla. But down on the count, 1-2. And Burkett fires. Going outside, ball 2. That was the Riverside Cyclones' 276th run of the season. That home run by Whistler just a moment ago. Burkett fires a fastball. It's low. And the count is run full. 3 balls, 2 strikes.
Yeah, good piece of hitting here by Nyla Duncan. Just battling here in the box and worked the count full. Burkett, Duncan, good battle.
Here's the 3-2 by Burkett, and it's a ground ball to the third baseman. B.B. DeShong fielding, firing, and getting the speedy Duncan out at first base for out number 2.
The old 5-3 put out for out number 2 brings up Griffin, who was the sign of life in the first inning, B-Tad, for this Riverside squad, but she was stranded.
And a 2-out double, headed to the gap in left center, opposite field shot, bats on the left side. 2 outs here in the inning. Here's the pitch. And a pitch jammed on her, and it just popped up back to the pitcher. Burkett makes the catch. And Griffin retired just like that to end the inning. But Riverside on the board. It's a solo home run by Ella Whistler. And we go to the fourth. 1-0 Clones here on CARE.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership. You'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with 3 additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Farms are independent. They use hard work and ingenuity to scratch out a profit. Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha is a locally owned, independent insurance agency representing multiple farm carriers. They take time to learn about your farm and then educate you on how to transfer risk with a carrier that fits your operation. Give them a call, 785-284-7611, or stop by their office in downtown Sabetha to learn more.
Back here on CARE Radio, high school softball continuing in Wathena. Riverside 1, Nemaha Central 0. We go to the fourth inning here in this regional semifinal game. Jeff West awaiting the winner in the regional title game. They defeated Oskaloosa earlier today by a final score of 2-1. So Jake Spaulding alongside Seth Tollefson in studio. We've seen the sun kind of in and out throughout, but few more clouds kind of hovering above us here.
Yeah, pretty overcast right now, and that wind is a chilly wind, and yesterday we saw blankets on blankets and winter gloves, stocking caps. Heck, the first base coach for Nemaha Central, first couple innings just in a t-shirt. Now the sweatshirt's back on.
It'll be Caroline Nordis to lead it off for the Thunder here in the top of the fourth. Late swing and a foul off here. Nordis struck out swinging her first time up on 3 pitches. Well, right now, the Clones' advantage. A solo home run by Ella Whistler in the last inning. 1-0 Riverside. Number one seed in the field, Riverside 22-1. Pitch a little bit outside. 1 ball, 1 strike here on Nordis.
Kind of punch a ticket to state for the second straight season are the Cyclones beat out of this year with that record. Could be vying for a top overall seed.
Well, 3A is loaded for show once again on the softball diamond. Riverside trying to join that illustrious crew next week. Here's a little pop-up in foul territory, first base side, and Whistler makes the catch for out number 1.
Whistler doing it all right now for the Cyclones, huh? Hitting a home run in the bottom half of the third and then getting that first out here in the fourth.
Alexis B.B. DeShong now 2 up here for the Thunder. Strikeout victim or first time up. Jackson has struck out 5. She has walked 1. She has also hit a batter here in the early going. And the first pitch a little bit outside for ball 1.
Trying to live on that outside edge. And it's right where Griffin was set up for Mia. Hit the target, just missed the zone.
And the 1-0 this time goes inside and misses. 2 balls, no strikes. Alexis B.B. DeShong, third baseman for NC. Number 9 seed in the tournament. Blanked Pleasant Ridge in the opening round, 11-0. And a ground ball foul left side. Pitch was kind of in the dirt. DeShong took a swing at it. One ball, two strikes, or 2-1. Jackson sets, fires, and it's hit out towards center field. Moving to her left is Hewins, and she can't get there. She might have got there, but it's dropped at the feet.
Kayana looked like she was maybe not able to read that ball very good off the bat of B.B. DeShong. Moving to her left, our right, couldn't quite get underneath it and fell right out of the kind of hit the side of the glove and hit the ground.
Oh, base knock there for B.B. DeShong, and Nemaha Central runner at first with one out here in the inning. And McKinley now two up here. Lena McKinley fires away at the first pitch, missing for strike one. Well, she walked in her first at-bat, worked a really good A.B. against Jackson, worked a full count, and got a free pass with two outs. But Thomas, who's in the on-deck circle, grounded out to Jackson to end that second inning. Now a bunt shown, and it's put down right in front of Griffin. She'll pick it up. She'll fire at the first, and the throw ricochets off the glove of Whistler. And now movement around third. B.B. DeShong, she heads in, and she'll score. And all the way to third base is McKinley, and the game is tied at 1-1.
Small ball. We saw it in the first semifinal game. Is, you know, again, just get the bunt down and force the defense to execute the play. Great bunt right there put down by McKinley. The throw from Griffin was a little bit wide of Whistler. Goes carrying out into right field, and scoring all the way from first was B.B. DeShong.
And McKinley all the way to third herself. So representing the go-ahead run just right up the way to Thomas's left. And still one out in the inning. This is almost exactly kind of how things played out in the first semifinal, where two very good pitchers and then just defensive mistake leading to early runs.
I'm going to stop it here. Cyclone head coach coming out to talk with the home plate umpire here momentarily.
Little meeting inside the circle here for the Cyclones as well. So Nemaha Central taking advantage of a throwing error. B.B. DeShong coming around to score. McKinley finds her way at third base. One out here in the top of the fourth. A 1-1 tie. And like I said, with Natalie Thomas due up here. Chance for NC to take their first lead. See if Jackson settles the pitch. Bunt put down. Jackson out of the circle. Fielding, looking at third, firing, and that little hesitation look to third cost it because beating out the throw was Thomas. And now runners at the corners for Jordan Haverkamp.
That's a tough play right there for Mia because, again, you got the runner at third. If you just turn it fire to first, runner might break from third home. However, that hesitation of looking him back, again, not very far on the base paths here in the game of softball. Thomas with some speed.
A 1-1 tie here in the top of the fourth. Nemaha Central now with Jordan Haverkamp. Runners at the corners, still only one out. Jackson's first pitch, bunt put down, and it's fouled straight back.
Eerily similar to what we watched about an hour and a half ago.
No doubt. Just put it down and force the defense to make a play. We saw Jeff West take advantage. A couple of throwing errors by Oskaloosa in that first semifinal. A 2-1 Jeff West win.
By the way, that was also in the fourth inning.
We are in the fourth here. There's the bunt put down. Jackson fielding this time and gets it over to first, but Whistler can't secure the catch, and everybody is safe.
Perez covering over at first as Whistler was crashing in for that bunt, and yeah, Jess got over there in time, and it was a good throw. Just pops out of her glove, and everybody's safe, as you mentioned. Another run comes home, and the Thunder strike here in the fourth inning, scoring two so far, still just one out.
Thomas goes first to third, Haverkamp to second. So a 2-1 Nemaha Central lead in taking advantage of the small ball. And they got runners, as I mentioned, at second and third with still only one out for Austin Jones. But another meeting inside the circle for the infield and company for Riverside. So it's a big opportunity here for NC to blow it open a little bit with a nice inning.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Again, just one out, like we said, a few different times here. But it's just all small ball. I mean, Mia Jackson's been pitching really, really well. Hasn't given up a big shot by any stretch, but it's just the simple things of getting a bunt down like Nemaha Central is doing. The execution of getting that out has been a struggle here for the Cyclones in this top half of the fourth.
Big spot for number 9 in the order. Here is Austin Jones, the DP. Thomas at third, Haverkamp the runner at second. Nemaha Central has gathered a lead of 2-1 and looking for more. There's the bunt put down, and it's just barely picked up in foul territory. So Jones will run back to the batter's box, count 0-1.
What ended that run for Jeff West was a base-running mistake by the Tigers earlier today.
By the what?
By the Tigers.
Okay.
You heard me right.
Yeah, okay.
And meanwhile, Central, they're just trying to force Riverside to field a bunt cleanly at this point.
There's a swing and a miss right there. 0-2 now the count, so didn't show bunt there. Took a good hack at it, but Jones came up empty.
Because here's the deal, Jack. I mean, nobody's been able to really hit Mia at all today for the Riverside when she's been in the circle. But getting these bunts down have been pretty impressive.
Oh, comes back with a strikeout, blew it by with the high cheese, and there's two outs in the inning. Well, needed that. As Jones is down, six strikeouts now for Jackson, and we're back to the top of the order with Heinen. 0-2, a pop out and a strikeout, but runners at second and third with two down. 2-1, Nemaha Central, top four. Jackson trying to end this threat here. First pitch is a grounder to the third baseman. It is Stewart. Gets it over to first in time. Accurate throw. Whistler secures it to retire the side. But Nemaha Central taking advantage. A couple of throwing miscues by Riverside. And we go to the bottom of inning number four with Nemaha Central leading Riverside 2-1.
Tired of the same old spot? Then you got to get down to Sidelines Sports Bar and Grill. We're your home for all the big games with plenty of TVs to catch every play from college to pro. But it's not just about the score. It's about the grub. We've got killer burgers, crispy wings, loaded nachos, and those specials that make your taste buds sing. Cold drinks, hot food, great company. That's the Sidelines promise. Whether you're meeting friends after work, catching the game, or just looking for a friendly face and a great meal, Sidelines is the place to be. Find us in Sebatha, Kansas. Sidelines Sports Bar and Grill. Your team, your food, your town.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here on Care Country, different ball game right now. Nemaha Central leading Riverside 2-1. So we're on to the bottom of the fourth inning here on Care. We got Jake, Seth, kind of annoying Seth throughout the day, but Brandon with you as well. Quick swing and miss on an 0-2 pitch, or on a, sorry, 0-1 pitch. Now 0-2 here to Rory Stewart, leading it off for the Cyclones in the fourth. So Burkitt's in the circle with her first lead today. Two runs, a couple of throwing errors by Riverside. There's a called strike three on the outside corner. Down goes Stewart for out number one.
I'm a big proponent, fan, and emphasizer of Uncle Mo. And right now, Uncle Mo is sitting in the dugout of the Thunder. Big top half of the fourth inning, and Burkitt comes out swinging.
That is her sixth strikeout, and that brings up Mia Jackson. And that one in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Riverside's lone run in the last inning, a solo shot by Ella Whistler. Nemaha Central coming back in the top half of the fourth, taking their first lead at 2-1. Pitch that swung out and missed there, quickly 0-2. Well, even going back to the first game with Jeff Westinoski, then you got the two pitchers here today. All four of the pitchers we have seen have done a very good job getting in front of the hitters rather quickly.
Yeah.
That time it was a little bit high, but now 1-2. Count on Jackson. He wins in the on-deck circle. Riverside trailing 2-1. Right v. right matchup here, and the pitch is a little bit high. 2-2 on Jackson. Well, again, Nemaha trying to play spoiler here today. After starting this season 0-5 and 1-7, they've battled back to win 11 of their last 15 coming into today. And there's a swing and a miss, and down goes Jackson. Seven now strikeouts for Burkitt. That's going to bring up Kayana Hewins.
Well,
you mentioned Uncle Mo, and obviously it's a good way for Burkitt to respond after her team gathered that first lead. Couple of strikeouts here to start and gets ahead of Hewins at 0-1.
Yeah, definitely one of those situations right now. It's plenty of game time left, but you feel Riverside is being a little bit more patient at the plate, but not in the proper way. You want to be aggressive right now down by a run. And
0-2 the count on Hewins. And just fouled off the mask of the catcher and Hermish. So staying alive, count of Hewins at least one more time. A chance to strike out the side here in the bottom of the fourth for Nemaha Central's Alex Burkett. She had two strikeouts in the first, two in the second, one in the third, and two more here in the fourth, and she rings it up with an off-speed pitch. And Hewins watching that one dot the inner edge for strike three call. Three up, three down, three strikeouts for Alex Burkett. Give her eight here in the game. We go to the fifth here on Care with Nemaha Central leading Riverside. It is 2-1.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Is your truck ready for the heat? The seasons are changing, and that means warmer days are just around the corner. Don't get caught sweating it out behind the wheel with a weak AC. Stop by Floyd's Truck Repair and have your air conditioning system checked and serviced today. A quick visit now can save you from a long, hot summer on the road. Floyd's Truck Repair, 3 miles west of Fairview and 4 miles south of Sabetha, also known as the old junction of Highway 36 and 75. Helping you drive with confidence and keeping you cool, comfortable, and rolling strong all season long.
Visit Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for their fresh, delicious sandwiches, yummy deli meats and cheeses, a variety of fresh deli trays, and for their soft serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca.
Back half of the second semifinal. We're in the top of the fifth inning. 2-1 Nemaha Central as they lead Riverside. Mia Jackson back inside the circle. Alex Burkett at the dish here for NC. And the fifth inning ago, there's a swing and a miss by Burkett, followed by Hermish and Nordis here in the away fifth. 1-1 the count here on Burkett to start. Jackson has six strikeouts, but again, defensive miscues for the Cyclones that last inning, allowing Nemaha Central to take their first lead, still sitting at 2-1. There's a swing and a miss there by Burkett, now 1-2. Jeff West patiently awaiting the winner in the regional title game. Now 2-2, Burkett watching that one a little bit upstairs. I've seen four really good pitchers in the two games today. And now this one's popped up right side, shallow right center field. It's going to be the right fielder in Ortega, who actually calls off Hewins to make the catch for out number one.
And again, you know, softball is such a fun game to watch because as soon as you get a runner on, that's when the game really after. We saw that in the last half inning, or last inning for Nemaha Central. They got a runner on, and small ball came into play.
Here's Emma Hermish. Base is empty, one out here in the fifth. 2-1 Nemaha Central. First pitch by Jackson in there for a called strike. And it's 0-1. A pop out and a fly out for Emma here so far in this game. Pop out to short, fly out to center. And she'll chop this one to the left side, and boy, spun foul. I think really fortunate Stewart maybe did not
touch her,
clip her ankle or something. It spun. It landed in fair territory and then spun past the third baseman Stewart and into foul ground.
Wow.
For a strike call.
A lot of spin on that softball.
So back into the box, Emma Hermish catching for NC. 13-13 is their record. They went 9-11 in the Big East this season, but one went away from a regional championship game appearance. There's a swing and a miss, and down goes Hermish for out number two. So two up, two down, seven strikeouts now for Jackson, and that brings up Caroline Nordis.
Making quick work here in this top half of the fifth inning, Mia is. And again, it's just one of those things of the ability to get yourself into a rhythm. Jackson's in that rhythm right now.
Well, the two runs on a couple of hits for Nemaha Central paired with a couple of Riverside errors. And the one run for the Cyclones, a solo home run by Whistler in the third. 2-1 Thunder. No balls, one strike to count on Nordis. She is 0-2. A strikeout and a pop out. Jackson sets, right v. right. Here's the pitch. Griffin set up outside. It went there, but outside enough for ball number one.
1-1 in the count. Infield playing pretty much straight away. Outfield as well for Riverside here against Nordis.
And she lifts this one high in the air, shallow right center field. Again, it's going to be Ortega, the right fielder. Nope, take that back. It's Ewens, the center fielder this time, who cuts in front to make the catch. That's going to retire the side. So a couple of flyouts and a strikeout sandwiched in there. And three up, three down go the Thunder in the fifth. Bottom of the fifth coming up. Riverside coming up with a 2-1 deficit here on CARE.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together. Home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent. Which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
May is Stroke Awareness Month. A person experiencing a stroke can be treated if people act fast. FAST is an acronym if you suspect a stroke. Face, facial droop one side when smiling. Arm, raise both arms as one drift downward. Speech, slurring or strange speech. Time, if suspecting a stroke, call 911. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
Studio producer Seth Tollison and join us on the other end. Jake Spaulding, Brandon Tatman with you. CARE Country, 93.7. We got high school softball here today. And another really good game in the second semifinal. Nemaha Central leading Riverside 2-1 as we go to the bottom of the fifth. Jess Perez is in to begin this frame on that right side batter's box. And a called strike here to begin this bottom of the fifth.
Yeah, Jess squared a bunt there and pulled it back. Umpire calls it a strike. How about Burkett, though? This young lady has been...
8 strikeouts for Alex Burkett.
Yeah, she's... Looked good in the circle for the Thunder.
And blew a bite with a high fastball. Swing and a miss there. Perez down at 0-2. But I think I said it about this point in the first semifinal when Oskaloosa was trailing 2-1. It's crunch time.
Yeah.
It's getting into the late innings here. Riverside.
Oh,
and there's an off-speed pitch. Swung on and missed. Started belt high. Ended in the dirt. And Perez over the top for out number one.
That's a little drop ball there from Burkett. And yeah,
9 strikeouts. Count them up.
Perez just could not figure out where to send that bat on that swing. You mentioned the kind of crunch time, go time. It is now.
Here's Ortega, the right fielder. First pitch by Burkett, missing a little bit inside for ball one.
Nemaha Central again. I mean, aside from the Ella Whistler bomb, I mean, they kept Riverside in check. Good defensive plays.
And it's been clean for the most part for NC, but still work to do. And there's a swing and a miss right there. Ortega now evened up, 1-1. Her first at bat to end the second inning. Ortega lined out to center field. The Thunder leading it 2-1 here in the home fifth. And there's kind of an in-out swing that produces a ground ball foul to the right side. 1-2 on Ortega. Riverside trying to make a return trip to the state tournament. Fourth place a year ago. Next pitch, high and in, ball two. Ebony Alvarez in the on-deck circle here. Now, Jeff West defeated Oski in the first game 2-1. The second semifinal is in the bottom of the fifth with the Thunder leading 2-1. That one is low and inside, ball three. I think Ortega thought it was... Already the full count.
Yeah, she thought I was ball four, ready to get on base. And Corey's got some speed. She can fly on the base paths. And if you're Riverside, you just need to get a base runner here.
And the 3-2. In there, called strike three. Now, the scenario, Ortega again thought it was ball four. Pitch was a little bit on the outer edge, but it is called strike number three.
Once you get in your mindset, you're wanting to walk like Corey thought she had the pitch before. Hard to get yourself out of that mindset a little bit there. Thought I was a little bit low and outside. Called strike three.
Well, Burkett's in control. Back-to-back strikeouts and gets Alvarez to swing and miss at the first offering here. So it's 0-1. Well, double-digit strikeouts now for Berkic. He's got 10 this afternoon. And the 0-1 goes actually behind Alvarez, missing. One ball, one strike.
Came close to that bat.
Just a bit inside. Tried the corner and missed. And Berkic trying to battle back, and Berkic has struck out 5 in a row. Went outside corner, missed that one. Maybe a little bit low as well. 2 balls, 1 strike here on Alvarez. Riverside, again, a potent offense, averaging nearly 12 runs a game, but Burkett has been lights out so far inside the circle. 2-2 now the count. Alvarez batting from the left side. Number 9 spot in the order. Wears jersey number 5 defensively in left field. The 2-2. And she offers away this one foul, so we'll try it again. 5 consecutive strikeouts for Burkett. She has 10 this afternoon. As we got the bases empty, 2 out here in the home 5th. Thunder leading it 2-1. Burkett sets and deals. And that one's low, ball 3.
So back-to-back full counts worked here by Cyclone batters. Ortega was looking for the walk and was rung up looking. Alvarez still needs to protect it. There's with 2 on her.
Only one other batter produced the full counts on a Burkett. That was Duncan back in the 3rd. That one's high and in, ball 4. So a 2-out walk, and Alvarez takes first, representing the tying run here in the bottom of the 5th. And that's a key at bat because that brings up Whistler, who homered in her last at bat.
Good at bat there from Alvarez. Fouled off a couple pitches. Patient at the plate.
That was the first walk, by the way, Burkett has issued in this game.
You mentioned Whistler, though. She can send it right back out.
And the first pitch fastball missing outside for ball 1. Go ahead.
I was going to say, you better believe Burkett's going to be careful here with Ella Whistler stepping back in.
Well, really, the top 3 in this Riverside lineup can all get it done. Burkett would like to retire Whistler right now, get out of the inning. But she hits this very high in the air, left side, tailing in foul territory. I think it's going to be the left fielder right on the foul line to make the catch with Haverkamp. It hung up just enough for her to make a long, lengthy run to get there. And a 2-out walk does no harm. We're down to the final 2 innings here in Wathena. It's Nemaha Central 2 and Riverside 1.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Our communities are built on families, hard work, and looking out for one another. At SBS Insurance, we're here to help you do just that, with life insurance designed to protect your loved ones for years to come. Talk to your local independent agent at SBS Insurance today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
D.B. DeShong to lead it off here for Nemaha Central in the top of the 6th inning. They lead here at Riverside 2-1 in this softball regional semifinal game. Jeff West awaiting the winner in the championship, which we'll have here on CARE. As Jackson continuing to work that pitch, low and outside, 1 ball, 1 strike. D.B. DeShong followed by McKinley and Hamas for NC. Scored their 2 runs in the 4th. Had a great outing from Alex Burkett inside the circle and the Thunder. Next pitch outside, 2-1. Again, Jackson's been really good as well, just a couple defensive miscues in the 4th. That's really the only thing that has allowed Nemaha Central to have this lead. That one runs up and in and hits her. And B.B. DeShong will get a free pass. Second time the Jacksons hit a batter in this game. And Nemaha Central with a 1-run lead here in the 6th, a leadoff base runner. That brings up McKinley.
Yeah, B.B. DeShong is now on base twice here in this ball game, and McKinley drew a walk earlier tonight.
And McKinley also reaching out an error. BB DeShong and McKinley responsible for scoring the two runs that Nemaha Central has on the board as McKinley tried to bunt here and put it in foul territory, so 0-1. So I would expect maybe another bunt attempt.
Oh, yeah. Small ball's in play now, buddy. You got a runner on base. And
late innings, leading by one.
See Stewart halfway between home and third right now.
And Jackson sets, bunt shown. It is put down. It is picked up by the third baseman, Stewart, quickly, and she gets it on to first. And now
nobody
covering third. And smart running by BB DeShong. Cyclones get the out, but instead of her at second, she's now at third with one out.
Here's the deal, Jack. Whenever you've got situations like that, you got a bunt showing. If you're going to crash both corners, your first and third baseman, your second baseman typically has to go to first. Well, there's runner at first, so your shortstop now has to go to second. You got to sacrifice the second base at that point. Your shortstop needs to go to third base to not allow that runner to go all the way from second to third.
So here's Thomas, who puts a bunt down beautifully on the first base side. No throw either way, and it's 3-1 Nemaha Central. And now a throw back to first. Tag applied, not in time, and coming through is Thomas. A perfectly executed bunt down the first base line. Whistler fielding right in the middle, looking both directions. By the time she made a decision, both were safe. The run is in, 3-1 NC.
This is where the softball gets so fun. Against small ball, if you're able to get the bunt down, you gotta know as a defense where you're going to be at. You got to make a decision ahead of time.
So Hamas has come through, and the Thunder lead it 3-1, still batting in the sixth with only one out and a runner at first. Haverkamp puts the bunt down, picked up by Stewart on the third base line. She secures it over to first base for the out, and then a throw to second. Hamas in there safely. So this time Stewart gets the out to Whistler, two down. That'll bring up Austin Jones.
That time you saw same situation we had a minute ago. And Mia Jackson goes over to third base that time to cover up the bag to ensure Thomas could not get in advance to third.
So Jones, 0 for 2, couple of strikeouts. Runner at second, two down. There's the swing and a miss for strike number one. It's been small ball all day outside of one swing by Whistler. And Nemaha Central getting a key insurance run here in the sixth, and a base hit could add another. Not that time. There's a swing and a miss. Now a throw down to third. Popped out the glove of Stewart, chasing it down in foul territory, but a stolen base there for Thomas. But the count is 0-2 on Jones, so has to come through here with two strikes. Now Thomas at third, again providing and driving in that third run of the day for NC. Now can number nine in the order come through with two strikes and two outs? 3-1, Nemaha Central. Jackson sets. And the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Good pitch there by Jackson. Her eighth strikeout. Down goes Jones for a third time against Jackson. But damage done. It's Thomas who comes through with the base knock that provides Nemaha Central their third run of the afternoon. We go to the bottom of the sixth here in Riverside. Cyclones trail it 3-1.
Hey, Nemaha Central and Centralia Panther fans. Want to show your school spirit and support your school? First Heritage Bank has the answer with our School Spirit debit cards. With every swipe of your custom NC Thunder or Centralia Panther debit card, First Heritage Bank will donate a portion of the transaction back to your chosen school. The more you use your School Spirit debit card, the more support for school programs, sports, and students. Stop by any First Heritage Bank location or give us a call to find out more information and to get your custom card. Show your spirit and support our local schools. Member FDIC.
Heinen True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca is where you'll find the farm supplies you need, including air compressors, welding supplies, hand tools, fuel pumps, hydraulic cylinders, chains to nuts and bolts. They also carry a full line of steel chainsaws, plus Heinen has a variety of grass seeds and fertilizers. Check out their Just Ask rental department as they have lawn thatchers, spreaders, aerators, and cedar slicers for rent. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental. Behind every project is a true value.
Nyla Duncan leading it off. Burkett's 0-1 pitch in there for a strike, and it's 0-2. So Duncan, Griffin, and Stewart here in the home six. Cyclones trailing 3-1 in this regional semifinal. Burkett, 10 strikeouts here today, 0-2 on Duncan, and she lines one into left center field for a base hit. And Nyla Duncan coming through on an 0-2 pitch, and the Cyclones have a leadoff single down two here in the home six.
Base runners are important if you're Riverside, but Kennedy Griffin stepping up, 9 home runs this season from the left side. Looking to go double digits for the season. Now would be a good time for it. We'll tie this game back up.
The Nemaha Central's lead is 2. Base runner is Duncan at first. Nobody out. First pitch to Griffin is outside for ball 1. She doubled back in the first inning. That was with 2 outs. Stranded there, and she's also popped out to the pitcher. But a big bat here. A big opportunity and a big spot for Griffin. Next pitch upstairs, 2-0.
And I think Burkett is, again, she knows it. So she's going to try and work around Kennedy a little bit here. Take the chances up next.
Yeah, Stewart in the on-deck circle. And Griffin represents the tying run. Takes a good swing, but fouls it away. 2 balls and 1 strike here on a Kennedy. Nyla Duncan, a leadoff single. That was on an 0-2 pitch. The lone run for Riverside. You got to go back to the third. It was a one-out solo home run by Ella Whistler.
Left center wide open right now for Griffin as Hamas is shading her to right center.
That pitch missed just barely on the outer edge. Ball 3. So now 3-1. The count here on Griffin. Cyclones down 2 in the bottom of the 6th.
Uphouse is pretty much hugging the right field line as well. So definitely expecting Kennedy to pull.
And she does pull it. And it's a base hit to right field. Duncan's going to round 2nd. She'll chug her way to 3rd. And on the throw to 3rd, Griffin dancing between 1st and 2nd. She'll hold with a long single. Cyclones down 2, have them at the corners with nobody out.
Man, give a scouting report. Shout out to Coach Howe for Nemaha Central. Had Uphouse shading the line, and Griffin right on cue. Ropes one down there. Able to stay in front of it, hold her to just a single. That could have gone to the fence, and Duncan had a chance potentially to score from first.
So here's Rory Stewart. It's a big spot. Cyclones runners at the corners with nobody out, trailing Nemaha Central 3-1 in the bottom of the 6th. Stewart is 0 for 2 today with 2 punch-outs. Chance to redeem herself right here. Now a throw down to 3rd. Griffin took off and gets an easy steal.
Duncan didn't even move, B-10. Didn't come off the bag at all. Stood still and throw from Hermes went down. It was a great throw. The tag was applied by B.B. DeShong, but Duncan stayed on the bag.
Base hit could tie the game. Runners at 2nd and 3rd. There's a heavy swing and miss right there. 1 ball, 1 strike here on Stewart. Now, again, you still have the 7th, but if you're Riverside, this is your opportunity.
You just feel like this is a moment in this game that you will look back on and say, ooh, glad this happened or wish this would have happened.
Another good pitch, swing and a miss, and now 1 ball, 2 strikes here on Stewart. Back-to-back singles here by Duncan and Griffin. Have the Cyclones in business with runners at the corners and nobody out. Count is 1-2, though, here on Stewart the pitch, and a swing and a miss.
Big strikeout there for Burkett.
Massive strikeout for Alex Burkett, her 11th of the game. That's a big first out for NC here in the 6th, and that'll bring up Mia Jackson. She doubled in the 2nd and struck out in the 4th. Boy, she would love a double here. First pitch here in this at bat, low and inside for ball 1.
What's your favorite matchup in the game of softball?
Pitcher v. pitcher.
Here we go.
Baseball as well. I mean, it's not particular
sure.
for the softball side, but
sure.
It could be rec league softball. It could be adult league softball.
Rec league softball.
Could be whatever.
Yeah, anything.
Could be anything.
Just pitcher v. pitcher. Well, we got that duel right now. And Burkett, you know, aside from that, you know, they got each other one time, right? Jackson got a double. Burkett struck her out.
And now it's matchup number 3 with the count 2-0, so it favors Jackson. Runners at 2nd and 3rd, 1 out in the inning. 3-1 Nemaha Central, now 3 balls and no strikes to Jackson. Kayana Hewins in the on-deck circle as Riverside trying to rally. They're on their home turf in the 6th.
Keep in mind, too, Kayana struggled in center field with trying to catch a fly ball a couple innings ago.
Yeah, 3-0 taken all the way. It's in there for strike 1.
When she gets into that batter's box, you better believe she'll be thinking about how she can make it up to the team.
Duncan, the runner at 3rd. Griffin, the runner at 2nd. 3 balls, 1 strike, 1 out. Bottom 6, 3-1 NC, the pitch. Low and inside, ball 4, bases are juiced.
Double play back in effect here for Nemaha Central. Runners everywhere.
But a big spot here for Kiana Hewins.
That's just the second walk issue today by Burkett. And now a meeting inside the circle and a timely one.
Yeah, Coach,
hang with us.
Yeah, I'd say just keep this here because Coach Howe's out there talking their entire infield. And this is a big spot in this ballgame.
The biggest spot to this point.
Go back to that last half inning when Nemaha Central able to scratch across that insurance run. If they don't get that, it's 2-1. And, you know, Riverside's looking at, man, we could tie it, take the lead, you know, pretty easily here. But now Riverside needs Kennedy Griffin over at second base to find a way to get home here in this half inning. This is a good opportunity, and it might be the best opportunity that you have with just one inning remaining.
And Burkett remains inside the circle. Not surprised there. Wasn't expecting a pitching change, but just a heads-up meeting because right now the Cyclones down two, batting in the bottom of the sixth inning, have the bases loaded with one out. And it will be Kiana Hewins. It was struck out twice today, but a chance to redeem herself. Corner infield is in. Burkett sets. First pitch of the AB is fouled straight back for strike one.
Truck.
Another truck call out, courtesy Jake Spaulding. I told you not to park there.
I know, but it was great visuals for everybody that has to drive into this. They know MSC is in the house.
Yep, I get it.
Got the approval. Got the approval.
Kiana Hewins' base is loaded opportunity. Her team down two. The count 0-1. Burkett's pitch, and it's lofted out to shallow right field. And is that ball fair? It is. Duncan's going to score. Griffin's going to score. Throw is in, but wide and late, and it's a 3-3 game coming through. A 2-RBI single, Kiana Hewins.
Kiana Hewins, just, again, just go with the pitch. Low and outside pitch, just lofts it into shallow right field. Barely stayed fair. The home plate umpire said, yep, that was a fair ball, and quickly up on the base pass. Griffin scores from second, following in Nyland Duncan for the tying run of the game.
And you got Jackson, who goes first to third. Hewins at first, biggest hit of the day. And Riverside is tied. It's still only one out, and they can take the lead with a productive out here. As taking second without a throw was Hewins. Hermish threw it down to third to B.B. DeShong, but yet Jackson again unfazed.
Again, productive out is what you're talking about. Get this ball, if you are Riverside, to the right side of the infield.
And a late swing and miss there by Jess Perez for strike number one. She's 0 for 2 today. A 3-3 game here in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Cyclones have tied it. A 2-RBI knock by Hewins. She's at second. Got Jackson, the runner, at third. Next pitch in there for a called strike.
It's three.
Oh, it was strike three.
Yep.
That is a huge strikeout there looking, and that is 12 strikeouts for Burkett. But still needs one more. It's Torrey Ortega's opportunity. Two on and two out. Tie game here in the home six.
Yeah, that was a big pitch from Burkett right there to sell herself back in.
Oh, pitch was way high. About forehead level, swinging through it and missing there. Ortega knew it and wish he had that one back at strike one. And Ortega come through with a base hit to give her team the lead here late. She pops it high in the air, and it's going to be foul.
No.
And Ortega 0-2.
Heard a couple fans say you should have had that, meaning the fan dropped it.
Oh, boy.
Come on now. Cap in.
Don't want to be that person. Now, Burkett just trying to get out of the inning with the game tied. Cyclones trying to leave it with a lead. Cyclones have scored two. It's a 3-3 game and a foul off here. It's right at home plate. So Ortega still at 0-2. Well, Kiana Hewins, again, the biggest hit. Two RBI knock. She's at second base. The runner at third is Jackson. Perez just struck out. Ortega now down 0-2. Here's the pitch. It is high, laying off. And now a throw down to third. Gets a little dicey in these kind of scenarios.
Yeah.
That throw gets high and out into left field. You could lose the lead.
I bet Coach Howe, you know, normally says, yeah, go ahead, Emma. Fire that down to third. But
yeah, maybe
tuck her up a little bit whenever it's a tie ball game.
Now, one ball, two strikes here on Ortega. Here's the pitch. She hits it a mile high and slicing right and foul. Staying 1-2. A 3-3 game. Well, we've been blessed with two really good games in the semifinals here in Wathena. 2-1 Jeff West over Oski in game one, and now we're in a 3-3 tie here in the sixth with Nemaha and Riverside. Another good eye here. That pitch was outside. And 2-2 here on Ortega. Jackson at third, and Hewins at second.
Really good at-bat here from Torrey Ortega. spoiling pitches left and right to keep herself alive, waiting for Burkett to make a mistake.
The 2-2 by Burkett is a grounder to the left side. And Heinen Fields gets it over to first in time. Nemaha Central out of the inning. So Heinen secures it, but the big hit, Kayana Hewens, a one-out, two RBI single. And we go to the seventh inning, a 3-3 tie here on CARE.
Grounder from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounder from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Souther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Souther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
For the seventh inning we go here in Wathena, Nemaha Central and Riverside in a 3-3 tie in this regional semifinal bout. And top of the order here for Nemaha Central in a tie game in the seventh. Heinen steps in, takes the first pitch from Jackson high and away for ball number one. So the seventh inning is underway. Riverside tying the game in the sixth. A two RBI single by Kayana Hewens. A 3-3 game as it sits. And Jackson finds the strike zone here, and it's 1-1 on Heinen. Her fourth at bat today, she's 0-3. A strikeout, a pop out, and a ground out. Pitch by Jackson is a ground ball, and boy, stabbed by Jackson inside the circle with some heat. Flicks it over to first in time to retire Heinen. So 1-3 on the putouts, and that'll bring up Alex Burkett. Burkett today is 1-for-3, singled back in the third, has struck out, and also has a fly out to right. First pitch by Jackson here, outer edge, called strike number one. Emma Hermish in the on-deck circle, Thunder scoring. Two runs in the fourth, one in the sixth. And now put out here. That is well done on the Cyclone defense. Two outs here in the inning. A couple of grounders here. Emma Hermish now with two outs. Base is empty. And Jackson again today. Nine strikeouts, one walk. And the first pitch here is grounded past the diving Duncan. It's short and into left field for a two-out hit. So Hermish coming through with two outs to keep the line moving. That'll bring up Caroline Nordis. That's the fifth hit today for Nemaha Central. And can they produce a two-out rally here in the ninth? A 3-3 game. Winner moving on to that regional title with Jeff West. And a half hour or so after this one concludes. Here's a throw down to first after that pitch was high to Nordis, back in safely Hermish. So after a couple of routine grounders, Hermish a two-out single. She is at first base. One ball, no strikes to count here on Caroline Nordis. That pitch a little bit upstairs. Two balls, no strikes. Again, two in the fourth, one in the sixth for NC. They have five hits in this game. Tied up at 3-3 with Riverside in the top of the seventh. Jackson went outside there, didn't catch the zone, and now 3-0.
Yeah, just outside on that pitch right there. And Nemaha Central's putting the bat on the ball here in this top half of the seventh.
I'm assuming going to take this pitch the entire way, and it's a called strike. I think NC fans thought it was high, now 3-1. I still can watch a pitch go by. Doesn't have to swing. She wants to try to get the free pass. Let's see what Jackson comes back with here. The 3-1. And a foul off, and now 3-2. Hermish at first base after a two-out single. Count 3-2 here on Nordis. We're in the top of the seventh inning. A 3-3 tie between Nemaha Central and Riverside.
Hermish has to make sure he's going to leave early on this 3-2 count.
The 3-2 is hit on a one-hop to Duncan at short, fields it well, fires it well, and securing it well was Whistler at first. And that retires Nemaha Central. So it comes down to this. Bottom of the seventh inning, Riverside a chance to walk it off. A 3-3 tie with Nemaha Central. And we're back here on CARE right after this.
Are those old windows driving up your fuel bill? It might be time to upgrade to Gherkin Windows. At Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca, you can buy direct, no middleman, so you get top-quality Gherkin windows at no extra cost. Stop in today and talk with their knowledgeable sales team to get started on replacing your windows. And remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
All right, here we go. Back here on CARE. It comes down to this. Bottom of the seventh inning. It's regional semifinal game as we're going to have a pitch hitter here for Ebony Alvarez. A 3-3 game here again. Riverside and Nemaha Central as that pitch hitter. I believe it's Riley Stewart.
Yep.
He's going to take the spot of Alvarez here in the ninth spot in the order.
Yep, she went up there, and now she's got to take off her sweatshirt. Got a little bit of a delay here, but, yeah, you got Stewart pitch hitting for Alvarez. Alvarez reached last time on a walk back in the fifth.
Well, you come fresh off the bench into a tie game to lead off the bottom of the seventh inning. Trip to a regional championship is on the line.
And this is what dreams are made of.
And Burkett, who's been sensational for NC in the circle, right back to it. First pitch to Stewart, swung on a miss for strike number one.
You know, like you mentioned, B-Tab, this is 9-1-2 up for Riverside. So a good spot if you're the Cyclones heading to the bottom half of this inning.
No balls, one strike. Cyclones are either going to walk it off or we're going to extras. And a line out here to the first baseman, actually a grounder to Nordis off one hop. She'll tag first and down goes Stewart for out number one.
Nordis did not want to be in the likes of Bill Buckner there, so she has good job, dug some dirt with her glove that time.
Ella Whistler has gone yard here in this one. A solo homer back in the third. If she replicates that, it'll be a walk-off win for the Cyclones. 3-3 game here in the seventh. Base is empty. And one out. First pitch by Burkett to Whistler, a little bit high for ball one. Outside of the home run, a strikeout and a flyout here for Ella Whistler. And again, she jumps in front here at 1-0. And the pitch by Burkett, swinging just a foul tip.
She wanted
that. Nasty pitch. 1-1. Now, Riverside a chance here to win it in the bottom of the seventh. A one out, base is empty. Burkett has racked up 12 strikeouts, two walks today. Riverside scoring one run on that homer in the third and then tying it with two in the sixth on a Kayana Hewins, two RBI single. Another foul off here. 1-2, count on Whistler.
Definitely doesn't get cheated on her swings, B-Tan, especially in the bottom half of the seventh in a tie ball game. She squares up on one. She wants to end it with that swing.
And having the top of the order here certainly helps the Cyclones. The 1-2 off speed, high and away. And it's two balls and two strikes.
But at this point, you just need to get base runners on.
Get them on, get them up, get them over, get them in.
Yep. If you're Nemaha, you're doing everything you can just to keep balls in front of you, diving bodies on the infield.
And the 2-2 is high. Runs full. Three balls and two strikes here on Whistler. Nyla Duncan is due up next here for Riverside, trying to win this game in walk-off fashion. A 3-3 tie here with Nemaha Central. in the bottom of the seventh inning.
Outfield just a few feet away from the fence, trying to keep everything in front.
3-2 by Berkic. In there, called strike three. Whistler thought it was ball four, but she turns a little more to her right and heads to the dugout for out number two.
Great pitch there from Burkett, just painting the outside edge. And Whistler was thinking, ball four, get me a walk. And she gets rung up.
Now two up and two down here in the bottom of the seventh. And let's see if Nyla Duncan can do something productive here for the Cyclones. First pitch high for ball one. Well, she singled and scored. That two run sixth inning. She's also popped out as a ground out as well.
She kind of got that party started in the sixth inning for the Cyclones and got everything moving.
Yeah, good swing here, but she fouls it straight back, and it's one ball, one strike. Well, ground outs and a strikeout between Stewart and Whistler here to begin the bottom of the seventh. So Burkett trying to work quickly here and force an eighth inning. Fastball catching the outer edge, called strike, one and two. Boy, really painting that edge here in this bottom of the seventh inning is Burkett.
Yeah, she's definitely loving the outside corner, and the umpire keeps giving it. She'll keep pitching it.
There's 1-2. This one high and away, 2-2. Now, again, couldn't have asked for two better games here in the semifinals. 2-1 Jeff West earlier against Dosky, and now this one 3-3 with two outs in the bottom of the seventh. So Jeff West awaiting the winner. And now this one is hit long and foul. Way out in front was Duncan. You straighten that out, might have been a walk-off. Put a charge into it.
You can say that she turned on that one, no doubt about, landed on the baseball diamond.
It was certainly the longest foul ball hit today. But a big 2-2 pitch coming up here by Burkett. And it's low ball three.
You saw McKinley at second base. She kind of hopped excitedly for a second. Thought it was going to be strike three, but...
Three balls, two strikes, two outs, bases empty, tie game here in the bottom of the seventh. Burkett fires, and a grounder foul there by Duncan. Third base side, we'll try it again.
Staying alive, working a good at-bat here is Nyla Duncan, and Burkett, her chase pitches have not been close enough to the zone to get these batters to chase, so she knows she's got to be aggressive and go back at them. Duncan's been ready.
Let's see if she goes outer edge here on this 3-2 offering. Does so, and it's a foul ball right back to – that would have landed on my head if we weren't inside, I feel like.
hopefully you would have caught it.
Oh, of course.
I mean, you're an athlete.
Yeah,
so.
Of course.
Yeah.
I'm an athlete, not an athlete, I tell people. Battle here with Duncan, still 3-2. Unless she does something here, we're on the verge of extra innings here in Wathena. Jeff West will have to kick it a little while longer, potentially. Well, they're fine with it. Riverside, Nemaha duking it out. It's a great game here today. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, bases empty, the pitch, a grounder left side, fielded on a hop, nicely done by B.B. DeShong, and gets it over to Nordis just in time for the out.
What a play there by B.B. DeShong. Maybe a season-saving play there for her at third base. They call it the hot corner for a reason. Great play for the third out.
No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. We need extras. We go to the top of the eighth here in Wathena. Riverside and Nemaha tied at three.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood. And stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
Synex offers a complete energy solution, advanced premium diesel for power, high-performing lubricants for protection, and reliable propane for comfort. Whether you're on the road, in the field, or at home, Synex provides energy built to perform. With innovative premium diesel fuels, advanced lubricants, and clean-burning propane, Synex-branded products are engineered to deliver maximum efficiency, reliable performance, and peace of mind season after season. It's more than energy. It's the power that keeps your world moving forward.
Well, we need extra innings here in semifinal number two. Riverside and Nemaha Central in a 3-3 tie. B.B. DeShong with a foul off here to begin the top of the eighth. And the next pitch is a little bit high from Jackson. for ball number one. A fourth at bat today for Alexis Beebe DeShong. She has scored two of the three runs. She's been hit by a pitch. She has also singled.
Good pitch there by Mia.
There for a strike, now 1-2.
Yeah, Beebe DeShong, she just had that great play at third base to get Nemaha out of the bottom half of the seventh to send us to extras.
Now we saw an extra inning game on the baseball diamond yesterday in Sabetha. Now we get one here in Wasina, and there's a swing and a miss, and down goes Beebe DeShong for out number one. And that is strikeout number 10 for Mia Jackson.
And Mia, again, she'll keep on swinging.
That'll bring up Lena McKinley, who scored back in the fourth, reached on an error, and is also taking a walk today. She'll take a strike call here in its 0-1.
You got Stewart there at third, playing really shallow here for Riverside, excuse me. McKinley's in.
And McKinley takes one outside here. One ball, one strike. Top of the eighth inning, a 3-3 tie. The season on the line for both. Jeff West still waiting for the winner here. And now this is hit to the right side and a leaping catch by Perez at second.
Yeah, good job there by Jeff Perez. Had to jump up there in a little snow cone. Looky, looky what I found. Jeff Perez snags the second out of the inning. A great swing there from McKinley, but couldn't get it over the head of Perez.
Oh, here's Natalie Hamas. Faces empty, two outs here in the top of the eighth. Responsible for driving in that run in the sixth and takes a strike call here and falls behind 0-1.
Talked about how good, how important that insurance run was for Nemaha in that sixth inning.
And the 0-1 is put down with the butt, but foul, so now quickly 0-2. Jackson today again trying to work quickly here and give her squad another opportunity to walk it off. This time it'd be in the eighth.
Scout is definitely out because, again, Stewart way up, and Thomas thought about putting that bunt down.
The 0-2 from Jackson is a swing and a miss, and down goes Thomas. So a couple of strikeouts in the inning paired with a lineout. Three up, three down goes NC in the top of the eighth, and once again the Cyclones can walk it off. A 3-3 tie. We go to the bottom of the eighth right after this.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Bottom of the eighth, here we go. A 3-3 game here in Wasina. Riverside, a chance to walk it off with Kennedy Griffin leading it off against Alex Burkett. First pitch outside for ball one. Bottom of the eighth is a go. Jeff West awaiting the winner patiently in the regional title game coming up in a bit.
Big time spot here for the Cyclones, but man, Burkett's been up for the task all game long.
Big heavy swing, but fouling it off here is Griffin. Strike number one. She is reached today on a single. That was back in that two-run sixth inning. She came around to score that second run as Hewins drove in both Griffin and Duncan to tie the game. One ball, one strike. You're in the bottom of the eighth, tied at three. Next pitch low, 2-1.
She's got 9 home runs on the season. Does Kennedy Griffin beat that?
Well, it's 200 dimensions corner to corner of the field, 200 down the lines, 200 to the gaps, and 200 to center. Here's a 2-1. And this one's popped up. Mile high on the infield, foul territory, in foul territory. Making the catch is catcher Hermish. Emma making a nice play, and that's a big first out here in the bottom of the eighth.
A lot of people don't realize, they don't think about it, but Emma did a great job there just shedding the mask right away and able to locate the ball quickly. That's half the battle as a catcher is getting rid of that mask on a pop-up to be able to track it down in time. Griffin definitely a big swing, but popped her up for that one.
Here's Rory Stewart. Space is empty, one out. She'll take a pitch called strike, and it's 0-1. Stewart 0-3 with three strikeouts. Burkett has racked up 12 Ks here today. Bottom of the eighth inning, a 3-3 tie. Now this one hit in the air, but foul. Fans with the call of heads up. Always appreciate everybody working together on the foul balls.
I didn't check the truck when I went down a minute ago, and no dents that I could see.
Okay.
So
that's good.
We're good.
No balls, two strikes, one out, bases empty. Here's the pitch, and that one outside, ball one. Mia Jackson in the on-deck circle. Riverside and Nemaha Central locked up. Trey. Here in the bottom of the eighth. Both starting pitchers fantastic from the jump. Burkett missing high there, though. And the count evened up on Stewart, 2-2.
Her chase pitch the last few innings hasn't been spot where she wants it to be. She's trying to throw that kind of a rise ball in the outer half. Rising too high.
2-2. And hits straight back into the fence. Two balls and two strikes, it remains.
Working a good at-bat right here is Stewart.
Cyclone, six hits today. Well, we mentioned how potent the Riverside offense has been, averaging right under 12 runs a game as this one's put into play, and it's out in the left field for a base hit. In between the gap on the left side of the infield with B.B. DeShong and Heinen and the game-winning run at first base with one out here in the eighth.
You know, Riverside's not really a massive small ball team, no doubt, but yeah. Stewart at first down. Good.
No, I was just, Okay. Sorry.
With one out.
Didn't give you a clear way there. My bad.
Stewart at first, you know, maybe you see trying to advance her, but Mia Jackson steps in from the right side.
Big at bat. Mia Jackson hits it high in the air, left side, tailing into foul territory, and unable to make the catch. Again, kind of blocked with the vision here, but yeah, fortunate. Nemaha Central had B.B. DeShong and Haverkamp kind of converging on it. But it is a long strike number one to Jackson as Stewart representing the game-winning run at first base. With one out here in the bottom of the eighth.
Yeah, Wynn definitely aiding that ball, kept pushing it foul, and Heinen unable to keep it in her glove.
Here is the next pitch by Burkett, and a little bit low for ball one. Well, Jackson today has doubled, walked, and struck out. A 3-3 tie with Nemaha Central. Thunder, the 9 seed in the field, had won 11 of 15 coming into today, and Burkett blows it by with the fastball, missed everything. It's Jackson, and now she's behind at 1-2.
Yeah, good pitch there from Burkett. Just, again, her waist pitches haven't been that great, but her fastball's been on point. She's loving that outside edge.
Stewart at first base. One ball, two strikes. The pitch, grounder foul to the left side. If the Cyclones score here, they win the game. And we'll play Jeff West in the regional final, which we will have right here on CARE Radio. Well, we needed extras to finish this one here. Jeff West, a 2-1 winner against Dosky in the first semi. Pitch is high and away. Now a throw down to first. And back safely, Stewart. Count evened up here on Jackson, 2-2.
Yeah, snap throw there from Hermish. And
plays get dicey.
It's too
late. You got to be careful. We've seen the miscues all week hurting teams. And maybe that throw, you get a stop of the breath, put into play, left side, and again splitting the gap on that left side infield for a base hit with two strikes. And second goes Stewart and Jackson at first.
Good piece of hitting there from Mia. Again, two strikes on you, you got to protect.
That is two identical knocks on the ground, splitting the difference between B.B. DeShong and Heinen at third and short, respectively. Now the game-winning run is in scoring position for one out, and it's Kayana Hewins who had the big two-run single to tie the game in the sixth inning, and she'll miss this first offering here, start behind at 0-1.
Well, you've seen an adjustment from Coach Haug at Nemaha Central as Heinen now is shading closer to third base now than she was a little bit ago.
No balls, one strike, game on the line here. Now she lifts this high in the air, shallow right center field, charging in, making the catch as the center fielder, Hamas, and gets the ball back in quickly for out number two. Both runners hold.
So soft pop up to the right side, similar to last time for Kayana. However, this time it was more in right center rather than just down the line on right in right field. And Hamas, great job tracking that one down for the big second out.
So it's up to Jess Perez with two outs. Runners at first and second, 3-3 tie in the bottom of the eighth. She'll wave and miss at the first offering here, and it's 0-1. Now she's 0-3 with three strikeouts. And a chance to forget all that with one at bat here. A base hit could send her team to the regional final. And takes one low for ball one. One ball, one strike. Stewart, the runner at second. And the runner at first is Jackson. Back-to-back singles to left. Have them on. When it's down to this at bat with two outs, here's the 1-1. Outside, two balls, one strike.
Tori Ortega is on deck for Riverside and hoping that maybe she could get a shot here.
That's a big 2-1 pitch coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is. And waiting on it and fouling it away first base side.
A little bit behind
difference.
It.
Well, I was saying just the difference from 2-2, 3-1 in that scenario.
100%.
Just feels like a massive swing at this point in the game.
And you know that Burkett, she knew that, so that's why she was aggressive with that pitch, and Perez just a little bit behind it.
The 2-2. Boy, wanted to swing, but held up, and it just missed outside. The count runs full. Heady move there by Perez to keep the bat still.
Runners will be moving on this now. Got to make sure they don't leave early.
Bottom of the eighth inning, 3-3 tie, three balls, two strikes, winning run at second base. Here's the pitch, and it's hit out towards center field. Playing it is Thomas, couple steps in. She'll make the catch, and we go to the ninth. So we need extras, plus one here in Wathena, regional semifinal. Tied at three between Riverside and Nemaha Central.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work
right,
gloves, Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
This is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. There are two main reasons why the chiropractic adjustment is so important. The first is to restore mobility to the spine, which is important because mobility is the key to longevity. The better the spine moves, the longer it will last. The second is to keep the nervous system healthy. Every organ, tissue, and cell in the body is regulated by the nervous system, so a healthier nervous system means a healthier body. The chiropractic adjustment is natural, safe, and effective. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to experience it today.
Extra innings continuing here on CARE, regional softball semifinal in Class 3A here in Wathena. Jeff West awaiting the winner, but Jake Spaulding alongside, Brandon Seth with you as well. We are still tied, brother, 3-3 as we go to a ninth inning.
I mean, the biggest reason why these teams have three runs each is a couple mistakes on the defensive side of things. And so these pitchers, it's a great pitching duel.
As Haverkamp, this is Jordan Haverkamp, leading it off here for Nemaha Central, fights off the first pitch, fouls it away for strike one. So here we go, top of the ninth inning, we're tied at three.
Which team defensively could make that next mistake that's going to allow for a run to score?
Next pitch, high and away, one ball, one strike. Haverkamp has reached via being hit by a pitch, has also reached on an air. Well, leading things off here in the ninth in a 3-3 game. Pitch by Jackson, and this one's hit out towards the gap, right center, but it's actually a little bit closer into the infield than I thought originally off the bat. It was caught closer to the grass dirt line by the second baseman, Perez, for out number one.
Yeah, that wind is definitely still pretty stiff blowing in here.
It seemed hotter off the bat
yeah.
than where it ended up.
A lot of backspin on that ball, on that swing.
So Haverkamp retired. Here's Austin Jones. One out, bases empty. Top nine in a 3-3 game. Takes that first pitch outside for a ball. 0-3, three strikeouts for number nine in the order. Well, remember, she had a chance to give Nemaha Central the lead in the sixth with a runner at third and two down, but as I mentioned, struck out. Now she hits this high in the air, shallow left field, gets onto the grass this time. Alvarez makes the catch for out number two.
Good job by Alvarez there just to make sure that got Hewins coming over from center and Duncan from short saying, I got this. And the only thing I'll say is the last week of watching softball and baseball, I teach our kids at a younger age, and get that second hand back there. You know, squeeze that two-handed. Seen a lot of kids now just put that one glove up and, gives me anxiety every time.
It's not flat. It doesn't need to be flashy.
That's right.
Got to secure the out. So it's down now to top of the order. Maren Heinen batting for a fifth time.
You start collecting checks, you can catch it however you want.
Yeah, there you go. There's a good pitch. Caught in there for a strike. 1-1 here on Maren Heinen.
Now you see the battery here, Jackson and Griffin. They're working that outside corner.
And the next one, that one went a little more inside but fouled away. 1-2 here on Heinen. Top of the ninth inning, a 3-3 game.
Hey, I know you're shocked by this, B-10.
What's up?
Bomb pop bat up to right now as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
One ball, two strikes. And Jackson trying to make quick work and off her glove and back into center field. It was a line drive shot that gets all the way to the center fielder in Hewins. It's a two-out single for Heinen. And the inning continues for Burkett.
Yep, Heinen, good piece of hitting there again. Shortening up, sending that softball right where it came from. Jackson almost able to snag that.
Yeah, just barely underneath the leather of the glove for Jackson, and you could see the frustration when she realized it got out to center field for a two-out knock. So Heinen at first, representing the go-ahead run in the top of the ninth. Burkett takes a first pitch called strike, and it's 0-1. Nemaha Central's chance here with two down. They went quietly in the eighth inning with a couple of strikeouts and a lineout. Now a high pop-up, foul territory, out of play, quickly 0-2. So certainly Mia Jackson can go into the bag of tricks with the count 0-2. Heinen at first base. Two outs here in the top of the ninth. And fouled straight back, stays 0-2.
Yeah, went fastball outside edge again. And right where Kennedy Griffin was setting up, and Jackson hit the spot, but Burkett just missed that one.
The old phase, pitcher v. pitcher battle. Right now, 0-2 advantage for Jackson. Here's the pitch. Went outside with it again. Now a snap throw by Griffin down to first. Back in safely is Heinen. And the count here on Burkett, 1-2.
Again, I know you got a lot of trust in your catchers and your corner infielders, but, man, every time this late in the game, get a little nervous when you're doing snap throws to the corners like that.
Heinen at first base. One ball, two strikes. The pitch hit out towards left. It's going to be foul. Kind of lost it for a second, but in foul territory, over the fence, out of play. So still 1-2. Lengthy battle here with Burkett and Jackson. Top of the ninth inning in a 3-3 game in this regional semifinal.
We're out of softballs right now. Got a brief stoppage here.
Kind of get the home plate umpire stocked up. Griffin helping out behind the dish. And Burkett steps back in, count 1-2 with Heinen at first. Two outs here in the ninth. Jackson sets and swings it through, and it's low and outside for a ball. Runner takes off, throw, no throw. Griffin decides to hold on. And Heinen into scoring position with two down, and the count here on Burkett, two balls, two strikes.
Now, Heinen wasn't stealing on the pitch. She went because the ball was in the dirt, and Griffin wasn't able to field it cleanly.
And Burkett come through with two outs here in the top of the ninth. Here's the pitch, and she'll hit it well out towards the gap in left center. Running is Alvarez, and she can't get there. One hops the fence. Nemaha Central takes the lead. Long turn at second, and scampering back is Burkett. The go-ahead RBI double with two outs in the top of the ninth inning.
Good piece of hitting there from Burkett, and how important was that the ability for Heinen to move up to second.
That was crucial.
On that previous pitch, she scores easily. Looked like Alvarez had an angle on it, but got caught up close to the fence.
A 4-3 Nemaha Central lead. That brings up Emma Hermish. And now she puts this one on a frozen rope. And that one bangs off the top of the fence. Back-to-back RBI doubles. This time Hermish maybe 2 feet away from a homer. It is 5-3 Nemaha Central.
Just finding ways right now. That pitch on the inner half of the plate. And Hermish turns on it and sends it at the Farmer State Bank banner out there in left field. And
Jake, this has all been done with two outs.
Yeah.
After a pop out and a fly out, a single, and then back-to-back run-producing doubles by Burkett and Hermish, and the Thunder leading it 5-3.
You might get a
two outs in the top of the ninth.
I think we might get a courtesy runner here, maybe. Hermish is a catcher for Nemaha Central, standing out there at second base.
And Caroline Nordis about to step in, and it appears to be the case, as it looks like Hermish will have a courtesy runner and wearing the sweatshirt. Not sure who it is. No number on the back.
11.
Okay.
11. 11.
Okay.
You got a number 11 on Nemaha's chart there?
I don't.
No.
I don't. There's not one on there. A 5-3 Thunder lead here in the ninth, and the first pitch swinging popped up. Basket catch was Griffin behind home plate in foul territory. Nordis down on one pitch. But now Riverside, they need to do some work. After back-to-back RBI doubles by Burkett and Hermish, we go to the bottom of the ninth inning here in Wasina. Riverside trailing Nemaha by 2.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we service what we sell.
Comes down to this here on CARE, semifinal number 2 here in Wathena. To the bottom of the ninth inning we go. Nemaha Central 5, Riverside 3. Alex Burkett trying to shut the door for the Thunder. Advanced into the championship game. Torrey Ortega leads it off. Fouls it back for strike 1. Damage done in that top of the ninth inning for Nemaha with 2 outs. Back-to-back RBI doubles by Burkett and Hermish have given the Thunder this 2-run lead. Burkett goes low here, missing, and it's 1-1. Ortega, I think Stewart in the on-deck circle, a pitch hitter from last opportunity there, and then Whistler at the top of the order. Burkett trying to dance it around here, and there's a swing and a miss, 1-2. The count's on Ortega, who is 0-3 today. A line out, a strikeout, and a ground out. Nemaha Central trying to pull the upset bid over the number 1 seed in the field. They are 3 outs away. Count 1-2. Here's the pitch. And it's hit high in the air, but on the infield, backing up the shortstop Heinen. She'll make the catch in front of the grass line for out number 1.
Good play there by Heinen, just understanding. A couple steps back and able to get underneath it and make the grab.
So it will be Ebony Alvarez. The Stewart pitch hit for in her last at-bat. The third at-bat today for Alvarez. She has reached on a walk, and she fouls this one straight back, and it's 0-1. Two outs away for Nemaha Central, leading 5-3 in the bottom of the ninth inning. Jefferson West awaiting in the title game. With that winner moving on to state next week. The 0-1, a little bit low and outside. I think it's the most sunshine we have seen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Through the clouds here today.
Yeah.
It's mainly sunshine on the field now, not much in terms of the shadows. That's what it's been pretty much all day. Burkett goes high here, missing. Or was that a strike? I did call that a strike. 1-2. Not going to lie, the umpire's been still kind of like similar motions with his balls and strike counts. So it's been kind of confusing for us up here at times. It's 1-2 in the dirt, now 2-2.
I was trying to vaguely hear if I hear like a, you know, loud like, oh,
right.
Because, you know, softball umpires are pretty good about being animated.
And Nemaha Central, two outs away from advancing. They lead 5-3 in the bottom of the ninth. And the 2-2 is in the dirt, ball three. So Alvarez working a full count here. Whistler in the on-deck circle. If Alvarez can work a walk here, at least Whistler would come up representing the tying run. Big 3-2 pitch coming up here for Burkett. And it's hit high in the air on the infield. Left side, Heinen, who caught the first one, will catch the second one. Two outs here in the ninth.
Trying to set up a Big East League battle for the title here in Wathena. One out away, and Ella Whistler will step in for the Cyclones.
Now she can't do it with one swing. She's got to get on base. Down two. Nemaha Central leading it 5-3. Now let's see if Whistler can keep this thing alive for at least one more at bat. Burkett's first pitch. And that is in there for a strike. Again, I'm confused sometimes.
Right-hand strike, left-hand ball.
Okay, is that what it is?
Yep.
Okay. Fairly similar motions, but at least if I know right be left, we can get that figured out. Nemaha Central, two strikes away from the win. Now one high and away. One ball, one strike. Whistler again. A solo home run in the third. First run of the game for Riverside. Outside of that, a couple of strikeouts and a flyout. But has to do something here. The 1-1. Ground ball to the left side, and it ricochets off the glove of B.B. DeShong. Of DeShong kicks into foul territory, and that puts Whistler at first with two outs. Well, Whistler put it in play.
Yep, get put in play and just get a runner on if you're Riverside, and that brings a tying run up to the plate in Nyla Duncan.
Who has singled and scored and is 1-for-4 in this game.
And her shot to left center just a few innings ago is what got the scoring started for this Cyclone team.
Now a throw down to first after that first pitch was delivered high for ball one. Safely back is Whistler, so 5-3 game, bottom of the ninth, two outs. Runner at first for Riverside.
Coach just told Ella Whistler to settle down over there. That run, important, yes, but not a big one.
Called strike with the right hand, now 1-1. Riverside's incredible season comes down to this. They rally with two outs. Thunder trying to advance. The 1-1 to Duncan. Good location and a called strike. Outer edge again. That's been her favorite spot. Burkett here today.
Loves the outside corner. And Duncan's watched two of them go by and watch for Burkett to throw her high and away here.
Nyla Duncan got to protect. Here's the 1-2, and she grounds it. Fair territory, third base side. B.B. DeShong throw to first in time for the out. And Nemaha Central wins the game 5-3 in nine innings.
Unbelievable ball game right here between these two, and Nemaha jumped out early on the home run from Whistler. Nemaha answered to the top half of the next inning, and a big sixth inning for the Cyclones to tie it back up. But then how about the top of the ninth, and Nemaha Central back-to-back RBI smacks, puts them in front, and then shutting the door in the bottom half of the inning. What a game by Burkett in the circle.
Nemaha Central, the 9 seed moving on. Jeff West, the opponent in the upcoming regional championship game. We'll step aside for a timeout. We'll come back, recap this one. Another fun one, but it's Nemaha Central moving on with a 5-3 win.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood. And stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Is your truck ready for the heat? The seasons are changing, and that means warmer days are just around the corner. Don't get caught sweating it out behind the wheel with a weak AC. Stop by Floyd's Truck Repair and have your air conditioning system checked and serviced today. A quick visit now can save you from a long, hot summer on the road. Floyd's Truck Repair, 3 miles west of Fairview and 4 miles south of Sabetha, also known as the old junction of Highway 36 and 75. Helping you drive with confidence and keeping you cool, comfortable, and rolling strong all season long.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
Back here on Care Country, alongside Jake Spaulding, Brandon Tabb, and Joseph Curry on the ones and twos. Appreciate his help tonight here in the Care Studios. Well, the regional final is set here in Wathena. Battle in the Big East. It'll be Nemaha Central and Jefferson West, but we just saw another incredible game in the second semifinal. It took nine innings, Jake. 5-3, Nemaha Central. They knock out the one seed in Riverside. Riverside, just their second loss all season. But it ends here in the semifinals on their home turf. The two biggest hits in that top of the ninth inning, Alex Burkitt, an RBI double, and then Hermish followed with an RBI double herself. And again, 5-3, the ninth seed Thunder. Moving on.
Impressive. I mean, really, we knew coming into this regional it was going to be one of the toughest regionals in all of 3A. And, you know, I guess the phrase of I'm not surprised that a 9-5 seed matchup is what we're going to be seeing here. Just because of how good all four of these teams were, there's a reason why they're all in this semifinal round. But the surprising aspect for me a little bit, I guess more so, is just what you saw from Nemaha Central's ability to absorb the punches from Riverside and then answer. Because Riverside started this game off in, what, the second inning with that home run from
third inning,
that home run from Ella Whistler to get the scoring started. And Nemaha Central didn't skip a beat the very next half innings when they played it two runs themselves. And then that huge, and I don't know if we can understate how important that insurance run was in the sixth inning for Nemaha Central. When they got back to a runner on base, played some small ball, moved them up and around, and then a bunt that went to Ella Whistler, and she just didn't know where to go with the ball. That
yep.
That run scores, makes it 3-1 at that point. We're not in extra innings if that run doesn't come across. And so I think just the small ball mentality, you got to give a lot of credit to Coach Haug and Coach Wilson for their game plan. Once they got a runner on, play small ball, and little things like the defensive shadings that I was watching out there from the outfielders. Kennedy Griffin roped a ball down the right field line, and sitting out there in right field was Uphouse, and she was basically right where that ball was coming at because she shifted. And so I was impressed with the game plan by Nemaha Central, and just a little bit more, impressed, not surprised, but impressed how they were able to keep this potent Riverside offense to just three runs and really keep them at bay the entire game.
5-3, the final score. We are due up on an in-between game break. So the two semifinals complete. Jeff West 2-1 over Oskaloosa, and Nemaha Central in 9 innings over Riverside. Final count was 5-3. Final tallies here. So it's Nemaha and Jeff West in the upcoming title game. We'll have it for you here in just a little bit. Nemaha getting their 14th win of the year. 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors. They left 7 on base. Riverside season ends with a record of 22-2. And boy, they got a great start from Mia Jackson with 11 strikeouts. But it's just a little bit short today. Alex Burkett, the winning pitcher, all 9 innings for NC, allowing 3 runs with 12 strikeouts and a couple of walks. Riverside again in the loss, 3 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors, and they left 8 on base. Well, Jeff West, Nemaha Central on the other side. Joseph Curry manning it down in our care studios for about 15 or 20 minutes. Then the regional championship. We'll join it back up. Jake, myself, stick with us. One more game to go. Trip to state is on the line, and we got it for you here in just a little bit on a care.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.